Okay, yeah, the new band will be marketed really, or coming out as Mark Ring and the Urban Cowboys.
Oh yeah.
And that's, it's really to, what we're trying to do is, on the back of my last album, which was The Long Road Home, on the back of that and the new album coming out, what we're trying to do is take the whole thing out on the road.
Yeah.
And do some gigs, and the reaction to the Long Road Home album and singles that I brought out, like Cajun Moon, and some of the original Good Thinking stuff, which is my original band, the reaction's been really good. So what we want to do is, on the back of the new album, which is called The Life and Times of Whiskey O'Shea, I've had a really good response from the material from my last album, and singles like Cajun Moon, and the new album, which is due for release in June. The people that I played the tracks to, everybody seems, very interested. So we just want to, just take it to the next level almost, if you like, and just take it out on the road and do some shows and just sort of move the whole project along a little bit.
You want to tell us a bit about the band lineup?
It's going to be very basic, because what I do for my recordings on the albums that I've worked on, I play most of the instruments myself.
Yeah.
So what I've done, what I'm looking to do with the new band is really like a stripped down version. So it's very, very simple, very basic. It's just going to be, maybe a 4 or 5 piece band. So it'll be a couple of guitars, bass, drums, and sort of myself, So it's going to be a very sort of stripped down version. But the way the songs have been written, and the arrangements and the production, they are easy songs that you can do like that, and the new album, again, I've kept the arrangements and the production, fairly, apart from a couple of tracks where you do tend to go over the top. But for most of it, I've kept it, very, very simple.
Yeah.
And it's really the message, I think, of the songs that is more important than the production, on this album. So.
Have you recorded them all locally?
I've got my own studio.
Okay.
So I work in my own studio. And I just then take them to somewhere where we master and just do a tiny little bit of editing.
Yeah.
And it's even, the editing is literally, those 2 or 3 seconds between tracks or what running order we're going to put the songs on the actual CD or the album. Well, we'll go anywhere, really. I mean, the next stage is we are literally, getting people together at the moment. And so we'll be rehearsing and getting stuff together through June and July.
Yeah.
But what I'm looking for really is actually somebody to help me where at the moment I'm looking for a promoter or an agent or a manager or somebody like that who can actually help us get us onto certainly the country circuit. I would say around London and the home counties, probably in East Anglia, because that's where we're all based. At the moment, there's nothing actually fixed for actual live dates, but we're hoping as the year progresses that we'll be able to, to put some things in place.
Yeah, well, hopefully, if anyone's listening that can help you with that, we can get in touch.
Well, yeah. It is very difficult. I mean, I think the problem is with some, it's not a problem. I mean, it's nice, I mean, people like to know what they're going to listen to. But I think sometimes you've got so many bands out there and they're doing a good job, but they tend to get onto a circuit and they just play certain clubs all the time. And I think sometimes promoters or people who book bands for clubs or whatever, they're reluctant to make changes or to bring sort of new bands in, because their customers like certain, they want certain types of bands, or they know bands that have played there before. The good thing about what we're doing, by the time we're ready to actually sort of play some live shows and do some things, is I'll have behind me, if you like, you know, two very good albums, and also some tracks from, say, from the original band, you know, from our original band, you know, Good Thinking. So, so there'll be certainly plenty of good material that, you know, that people can listen to and enjoy.